The car caravan of clerks, mail carriers, and other workers included Willie Arrington, who was in his pickup truck. He's been with the post office for nearly 17 years.
I've been able to provide for my family. I got six kids, got them all through high school, most of them college.
Good paying jobs is one argument for keeping the post office alive, and the union points out that African Americans make up 23% of post office workers, much higher than in the general workforce. Arrington says equity is also something to consider when you talk about mail delivery and trying to privatize it.
Prime example, if they needed a letter in a remote area, the post office is obligated to get it there. And I think if it was privatized, they might say, hey, it's not cost effective, we're not doing it.
He says he knows it's a cliche, but
rain, sleet, snow, hell, we got to be there.
And he says you can add to that delivering the mail during a pandemic. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.